60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, I was alerted to some extremely shocking news. Whoa. Apparently, Brooke went out on a date recently.
What?
That's not the shocking part.
Well, even more surprising, it was with her actual husband.
Yes.
I do that every once in a while.
Everybody's shocked right now. Rumor is, during their date, there was a very bizarre encounter that happened, and it took place at a bus stop.
Yeah, well, husband decided that it'd be fun for us to take the bus to our date.
Why are you married to him still?
So we're at the bus stop, and there's these, it's just us, and then these three dudes that are like sulking around, you know, they're kind of sketchy.
Sounds like a bus stop.
Yeah.
Normal.
And of course, I want to make conversation with him. So I said, "Hey guys, how's it going?"
See, first rule of taking the bus, look down. Yeah. Don't make eye contact. Definitely don't start a conversation.
Listen, two of the guys like shuffle away because they're scared of me, like little cockroach.
Yeah. Even the crazy people who take the bus were like, "Oh, wow, this lady is nuts."
So then the other one actually comes closer to me, and he says under his breath, "Hey, man, I got 4 Tide Pods for $30. And I go, "What?" Because I'm like, I can't believe that this guy is actually saying this to me.
Yeah.
And he repeats it. He says, "I've got 4 Tide Pods for $30.
No way.
That's a good deal.
And I'm like, no, thank you. And then my husband, who has no idea why anyone would want a Tide Pod, because he is so clueless when it comes to viral trends, is like, "What would you want a Tide Pod for? Why
so
are these guys selling Tide Pods? I don't get it." So I try to explain to him that kids are like putting them in the mouth or whatever. And my husband isn't believing me. He's like, "There's no way people are putting them in their mouth for videos and this guy's selling them to him." So Michael approaches Tide Pod drug dealer and goes, "What? You're selling Tide Pods?" And the guy leans over and halfway pulls up out of his bag the box of Tide Pods as if it's like as if it's like a brick of heroin that he's pulling up.
Just a
he goes,
peek.
"Yeah, man, to do your clothes."
What?
And let me. Did you buy them?
No, we didn't get them. I mean, I think we could get
deal, huh?
Yeah, 4 Tide Pods for $30 is out of my budget.
Yeah, I feel like you can get them you can probably get like 20 of them for $8 if you go to the grocery store.
I don't know if he was trolling us or if people are really paying that much for them.
I'm going to need the location of that bus stop
because
I got to get some Tide Pods later. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he's stupid, asked a stupid, idiot, dumb question. And if they get it wrong, we're stupid. And we're stupid idiots. And we get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock caller last. And who did you get?
I got Brooke.
Oh.
All right. There, Brooke's got the shock caller while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock caller question of the day.
One of the most popular toys in American history is the Frisbee, which has sold millions of units and was officially inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame in 1998. But did you know the idea for the Frisbee first came back in the 1930s when a man named Fred Morrison was hanging out at a beach near Los Angeles with his wife? The two of them were tossing an item back and forth to each other through the air, and eventually some kids came up to them and offered 25 cents so they could play with it too. And that encounter gave Fred and his wife the idea to create a brand new toy. The rest is history, but what was the item that sparked the idea for the Frisbee?
Throwing an item back and forth at the beach. My first thought is a plate, right?
Yeah.
Like maybe they're having a picnic.
That's what I was thinking too.
And then she's like, "Hey, honey, throw me that plate over there." And they're like, "Whoa, that was fun. Throw it back."
It just blows everywhere.
What else would you have at the beach? Like some sort of you wouldn't have an umbrella because those aren't flat enough. Sunglasses. What's an item that you'd bring down? Maybe a hat, maybe like a beret. They were throwing a beret back and forth.
That's good. Because you can actually get the wind in the underneath it.
What about a boomerang? But it, like, he didn't know how to throw it. So it's just like they're throwing a boomerang back and forth.
I just think it'd be something that you'd have down there. Like a shovel or a...
Throwing a shovel?
What about a shell? They were throwing a seashell around.
Ooh, like a big seashell.
A huge seashell.
read the question.
Hey, kids, there's tons of them on the beach.
The idea for the Frisbee first came back in the 1930s when a man named Fred Morrison was hanging out on a beach near L.A. with his wife. And the two of them were tossing an item back and forth to each other through the air. Eventually, some kids came up and offered them 25 cents so they could play with it, too. And that encounter gave Fred and his wife the idea to create the Frisbee, and the rest is history. But what was the item that sparked the idea for the Frisbee?
I think I'm going to go with, my initial gut was plate, but I think I'm going to go with hat. They're throwing a hat back and forth.
Back in 1938, a man named Fred Morrison and his wife were on a beach near L.A., and they were tossing something back and forth over the sand for fun. Eventually, some kids offered them a quarter so they could play with it, too, and it gave Fred the idea to create a brand new recreational toy. Now, Frisbees are in the Toy Hall of Fame, and it all started because Fred was tossing an aluminum pie tray from the Frisbee Pie Company back and forth with his wife on
the
beach.
Frisbee Pie Company.
Oh,
yeah.
It was a pie
and so he
first.
Named him Frisbee? That's why.
It's weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
All right. We got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear See You Again by Wiz Khalifa.
That's interesting.
We got the lyrics for that. And Brooke, you can sing that whenever you're ready. on here.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We come along. Oh!
That came out of nowhere.
I hate this game.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.